Hi, everybody, and welcome into the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast with me, Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast. And you can check us out on Spotify, of course, Spotify, and you can subscribe right there, or, of course, the ESPN Chicago app, or wherever you got this podcast. Thanks so much for checking out the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, because, indeed, basketball is hood. You never know what's going to be on the podcast. Could be high school basketball. That was our last conversation we had with Michael O'Brien from the Chicago Sun-Times, talking about a great high school weekend in Chicago, Wintrust Arena, and also Credit Union One Arena. So we talked about that and what's going to happen downstate in the state of Illinois with high school basketball. It could be the NBA trade deadline, the Bulls, college basketball. You never know. So that's why I want you to always keep in touch with the Another Hood Basketball Podcast, because if you love basketball, you come to the right place. Well, for those that don't know, I have been part of the UIC Flames family, University of Illinois Chicago family, for over a decade. The voice of the basketball and baseball teams on ESPN Plus. And I was saddened to see this story coming across from UICFlames.com. UIC Athletics is outraged by the decision of the Horizon League board to expel its student athletes from winter and spring sport conference championships, thus eliminating the opportunity for the Flames to earn NCAA postseason automatic qualification. So Michael Lippitz, the director of athletics, said this. He says, "The decision is shocking and entirely inconsistent with the values of the Horizon League, which UIC helped establish and support for nearly three decades. The league has chosen to punish our student athletes as retribution for our decision to change conferences next academic year. The league is hiding behind its bylaws rather than prioritizing the welfare of students." So here's the story. The UIC Flames are going from the Horizon League to the Missouri Valley. And I was overjoyed for it, because UIC should have been in the Valley probably years ago. But Loyola stepped in. It's the choice of the Valley to choose Loyola. Loyola is now going to the A-10. And now something new and fresh for the UIC Flames, which is great, right? Well, there's a penalty that had to be paid. And the UIC Flames did that to the Horizon League, saying, "Hey, we're going to leave and we're going to start in July of 2022 and be part of this new conference in Missouri Valley." And it was always up in the air on whether or not the Horizon League and Commissioner Latch would allow the UIC Flames to continue on in the Horizon League. But just think about this. Why would the commissioner of the Horizon League and the board at the Horizon League not allow student athletes to participate and go after Horizon League championships? Yes, they won't be in the conference next year or next season for basketball and for some of the other sports. But the idea that the Horizon League would shut it down now, early February, we are three quarters into the basketball season for women and men. And if it's all about the student athlete, how come the student athlete cannot compete for a championship? That makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. Among the 32 Division I basketball conferences, 18 have pending membership changes. The Horizon League is one of only three conferences that have chosen to punish student athletes by removing their participation opportunities. And it is just amazing. The term student athletes, and when you hear these conferences and these commissioners talk about the importance of the student athlete and how they have to get it done in the classroom and get it done on the playing surface, and these student athletes get it done in both, and UIC is one of the best schools out there that get it done in the classroom and get it done on the playing surface, they're doing everything right, and you don't do anything to UIC, you punish the student athlete as if they had any say in them moving to the Missouri Valley. They had no say in it. It's good for the university. There's no question about that. But the point is, though, is that this is what I'm talking about when it comes to the cliches and the tired tropes that are thrown out there by commissioners talking about the importance of the student athlete and making them comfortable and making sure that they get their work done on time. And then, of course, them having to travel on the road, them having to be at home, making sure that they're up to snuff from an academic standpoint. And yet you're just going to snatch the opportunity from these young men and women just because you can. Because what are you afraid? You know, the UIC Flames being able to get hot from a men's basketball standpoint and win the Horizon League, or the UIC Flames volleyball team getting hot, or the UIC soccer team or tennis team getting hot, and all of a sudden they win the Horizon League championship and then they go to the Valley. What, there's no embarrassment in that. Listen, they came to UIC to compete and to get it done in the classroom. And because it's still Horizon League season for a lot of these, you know, fall and winter sports, those kids should have the opportunity to be able to compete for a championship. And now it's taken away from just because. I'm going to reach out to Luke Yaklich. And I know he's got a lot of other things on his mind. I know this is front-facing on his mind regarding this news today. But it's just, it's so tiring from my standpoint. As a college basketball fan, as a college volleyball fan, as someone who likes college athletics, college football, everything else, to for the Horizon League to allow this to happen, to snatch it away from these kids, it's just, it's really typical. It's not for every conference. Every conference commissioner is like this, but when you use the term student athlete, understand that they're there to compete for a conference championship. And you can't just be afraid, oh, well, we can't let UIC compete for a championship. Could you imagine if they won? What if they won? Then they would be Horizon League champions. Then they go to the Valley. What are they going to take the trophy with them to the Valley and hold it up at Valley events? It's just unbelievable. Let me call Luke Yaklich, the head coach for the men's basketball team for UIC, get his thoughts. Luke Yaklich is the head coach for the UIC Flames as they are on the road here getting ready to take on Cleveland State. As always, Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show.
No, the pleasure's all mine. Just as you said, on our bus all the way to Cleveland here, and happy to join you, Jonathan.
Well, I mentioned in the open of our show just my disbelief and my disenchantment with Commissioner Latch and the Horizon League for the news that came down today. Listen, you and I, and I think the UIC family knew that this could be a possibility of this happening. What was your initial reaction when you found the news?
In one word, Jonathan, it's disappointment. I mean, and it's not just like at the decision itself. It's the disappointment for our all, you know, Flames student athletes and coaching staff across all sports. But the disappointment comes in just knowing that, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, you're trying to put student athletes in the best position possible to have a great experience. And you know, the people that make the decision, Jonathan, if you take a look at it in the big picture, if their son or daughter was on the team, you know well that they would not. It's not that big of a deal that you would take your son or daughter out of a championship and ruin a part of their season. So I just don't think it's the right thing to do in any regard, especially when it's, you know, it's not an isolated incident where it's like, okay, there's one person this affects. This is affecting, you know, hundreds of student athletes across all sports, and it's not just the season. It can impact what happens afterwards in their careers as well. So it's a long answer there, Jonathan, for one word, but disappointing for a lot of reasons.
I know you had to address this with your players. What was their reaction to this?
The same thing. It was kind of disappointment and shock, and then you go through the like, okay, well, What are the steps we could take? And, you know, Michael Lippis, our athletic director, did a great job in addressing our team and all the teams at UIC. And then, you know, the next phase is, okay, well, what's next? And the only thing, you know, for us, is the next is this next game. And you try to get our complete focus on Cleveland State, and then letting our guys know that, okay, we're going to take all of the necessary actions that we possibly can to get this reversed. And we hope that you know, that this does get reversed and that the Horizon League understands the ramifications of their decision. And it goes beyond, you know, just a business level from league to university. We're talking about, you know, student athlete well-being here and the chance to have – a normal season. And I say that, Jonathan, because most of, you know, 3 years ago, three postseasons ago, many of these conference tournaments were just up and canceled. Then last year, you know, you had such interruptions into the season that the NCAA obviously granted a lot of the eligibility back. And then on top of that, you have guys like Mike Diggins and Jamie Hale who come back to use that year with an opportunity to play well at the right time of the year and get into the NCAA tournament, and to have that stuff taken away from not only our guys, but every NCAA championship participation. It's wrong. And it's not doing right by kids. And again, there's, I think, a lot of this needs to be changed.
Coach, you are in your second year with the Horizon League, but you've known these coaches through clinics and Final Fours for a long time. Without giving any names, any support from the coaches in the league about this decision?
Yeah, we have. We definitely had a text. We have a text thread with the head coaches in the league, and certainly there were a handful for sure that reached out and just expressed disappointment and how it happened and that it happened. And, you know, I appreciate that. And, we hope that, this the effort that we're making now to generate some, some momentum for this change and for them to take this into serious consideration. I think it only helps. But I appreciate a lot of coaches, even outside of our league, that express support for that. So it's great, and hope that it generates into something positive, and that this this entire decision can be rethought and redone.
Yeah, speaking of support, you're getting that from all corners of the country, outraged by this, and of course from me. It's just unfortunate, and just angers me that the Horizon League is so afraid. Well, you know, what if the UIC Flames, win in a number of sports? What happens to them? And it's just, to me, that's irrelevant. It's still about the student athletes. So what I love is that there's a petition going around. I don't know if you're aware of it. And it's filling up fast of people wanting this thing reversed. And that's going to make you feel good that that people across the country care about this story.
Absolutely. And that's, we've got tons of support from writers and publications and media outlets all over the country, and then just individual people, Flames fans and whatnot, college basketball fans from around the country, via social media. It doesn't make sense, Jonathan. I mean, when you take a look at the big picture and the why that we're doing this, all other avenues. And the boxes have been checked for how we've handled the exit, and to take it out on, again, student athletes and some retribution for whatever, maybe a future team that decides to do this. It's not doing right by the 100 plus kids that are affected by this. And it, again, it goes down as quickly as swimming, which has their championships next week, Jonathan. And, they're a week away and preparing for a conference title and go to the NCAAs. And then you're told that everything you've worked for, is going to be put on hold because of president's decisions across the league and the horizon. So I just don't agree with it, and it's wrong, and I hope that, again, we can continue to generate support for this to get changed.
Coach, I don't know the answer to this question, so maybe you could help me. Because of what has been ruled by the Horizon League, is there any way that UIC could play in a postseason that's not in, NIT or something else that's not the Horizon League tournament?
Yeah, I could tell you that, all options would be on the table if that happened. Jonathan, we're exploring those, as today unfolded and into the coming weeks and days. For sure, we're going to explore every opportunity for that. But I'm very hopeful and confident that the support we're going to get generated can understand that the Horizon League powers that be can understand the this is the wrong decision to make at the wrong time.
I'll ask you this last thing. You know, again, this road trip against Cleveland State on Thursday and against Purdue Fort Wayne. Where do you place this season among important series that you have to be able to win?
Well, it's the same as everything, Jonathan. We've got to. We've been so close in a lot of different areas, and it's been a 5 to 6 minute stretch or a key turnover or a defensive lapse here or there that's again swung the momentum in a game. And you know, the next game is the most important thing. So as far as like this series, we have a chance to make a great statement tomorrow against Cleveland State, who at this time is winning the Horizon League, and then a Fort Wayne team that again is a pretty veteran team at the guard position and going to pose you know, challenges for us. But I'm really confident in our guys. They want to perform well. They want to slam the door on some of these games where we're close, and then keep building momentum, which we've been talking about all the way to Indianapolis, and hopefully that comes to fruition.
Well, Coach, good luck over the weekend, and we'll see you when you come home Monday on the 14th against IUPUI. All the best of luck.
Jonathan, I really appreciate your time, your support, and always great talking to you. And hopefully all the Flames fans can generate some steam and support for our student-athletes across all sports here.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jonathan.
There he is, Luke Yaklidge, the head coach for the UIC Flames men's basketball team, from the bus as the team was traveling to Cleveland State. They're going to take on Cleveland State on Thursday, February 10th. And then on the 12th, they'll take on Purdue Fort Wayne in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so, you know, you know, Commissioner Latch, who I've talked to numerous times over the years, doing this to the UIC Flames to be able to, and I think Luke Yaklidge might have hit it on the head, saying that, hey, if anyone else wants to bounce out of this league, there's going to be retribution. And so we're going to make an example by doing this with UIC, letting the Flames are not going to get away with this, and no one else. Hey, you're not getting away with anything. You know, it's just from my standpoint. I just think it's completely wrong when they emphasize student athlete and they talk so much about the students, and then you take it out on the students for the choice that's made by Michael Lippitz and by UIC. Hey, the door was open for them to go to the Missouri Valley, and I think it's best for the program. That's great. But everything was going to culminate July 2022 of this year. And so to pull the rug out in February, while the basketball season is going on, while some of these other sports on campus is going on, it's just nonsense. That now they can't compete for a championship. I'm glad I got clarity and from Luke Yaklidge regarding postseason play. Like, if they can't get this done, if the Horizon League still balks at the idea that UIC can play in the Horizon League tournament, that UIC could exercise the ability to play CIT, could be going to the NIT, who knows, right? But the postseason hopes are not dashed just because the Horizon League at this point in time is saying no. I just know I've been watching this petition. I signed a petition, and I've looked at the petition. The numbers are really getting really, really overwhelming of support from everyone across the country. A lot of people signed this petition saying that the UIC Flames should be able to compete for championships here in the winter going into the spring, and rightfully so. But it's just, you know, I couldn't be a laughing stock. I couldn't have all those slings and arrows. Yes, there's always going to be tough decisions when you're a commissioner, but the idea that this is happening to the UIC Flames, making them an example, is just completely wrong. Hey, don't forget to check out this podcast in this podcast, because the NBA trade deadline is right around the corner, and we'll see what the Chicago Bulls and others do at the deadline as we are here getting close to the All-Star game in Cleveland, and we'll see if teams will be making wholesale changes to get themselves better, including the Chicago Bulls. So keep it locked here to the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, brought to you by DraftKings. Again, DraftKings.com, or download the DraftKings app and use the promo code WMVP. That's my station, WMVP. And so you can get some of the great savings, whether it's the NBA All-Star game, whether it is the Super Bowl coming up, whether it's the NHL even the Olympics, you can be able to put some sports wagers on. Again, DraftKings.com. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, as always, and we'll talk soon. The Under the Hood Basketball Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.